It's Marshall Miles in for Mike Cossey with a check on sports here on Robinhood Radio this morning. I guess we could start talking a little bit about baseball, and that is the Red Sox. They are proposing to change the name, the original name of Jersey Street, as the Yawkey Way replacement. That is a story that we're following. The Yankee outfielder Clint Frazier is dealing with concussion symptoms, so that puts a cramp or a crimp in his, of course, spring training, which is really for baseball. It's like in the NFL; they really do need it. There's no doubt about it. What else do we have here? Oh, let's take a look here. We got taking a look, see if we have anything interesting. The Rangers won in a shootout 6-5 last night. Not that it means anything. It means very little because, of course, the season for the New York Rangers basically is over, done, gone. Not much else more. Number 21, Nevada routed the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, 101-75. Number 18, Clemson got a 75-63 win over Florida State. Number 25, Houston got past SMU 69-56. St. John's rallied past Butler, 75-68. Rutgers over Minnesota, 65-54. They advance into the Big Ten tournament at Madison Square Garden, as a matter of fact. Number 23, Kentucky, got another win. They're on a roll, 96-78 over Mississippi. And let's see, what do we have? All right, bad news. Now, where's the UConn store? I just saw it. There's like 5 million scores in front of me. Think I'd be. Oh, there we go. UConn defeated Temple by a score of 72-66. The UConn men not having the greatest year. This year, but what the heck, you know what I mean? So that was, but Temple have been playing pretty good basketball. So up to that point, taking a look at their, what's their record? Connecticut is now 14-16, 7-10 in the American Conference. So they're not going to the NCAAs unless they win the tournament, their tournament. And that doesn't look really like it's going to happen, to be nice about it. All right. Other sports that we talked about, the head of the USOC is stepping down, Scott Blackmon, under pressure. They say it's a health reason, but it's because of the Larry Nassar case where he raped all those young children. Nassar, not Blackmon, but everybody knew what was going on. And the Patriots and Rob Gronkowski. Right now, his agents are mum on what his future will be, whether he'll play or not. Best I can see, that's the best I can do for you this morning in sports. Mike will return tomorrow, and I'm sure we'll have some racing on the schedule. We're not talking NASCAR. We're talking horse racing. We'll talk a little more baseball. We'll talk a little basketball, college basketball. That tomorrow when Mike returns with sports here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.